The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
If you've been friends with somebody for over 10 years, you don't have any more secrets. You know everything about them, right? Well, Jeff and I have been friends for 16 years.
I made the comment, Jen pointed that out the other day, and I said, if we made a baby together on the day we met, it would legally be able to drive, which is mind-blowing to me.
We have each known each other and been friends longer than we've known our spouses.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we've been married longer.
I was there the day that she met her now husband, Grant, and she's the reason that Callie and I moved from being friends to Callie finally admitting that she wanted my body.
I upped his texting game, and we iced her out for like a good 12 hours, and she was like, ooh, this man is mysterious and intriguing, and I want him.
I was surprised, though, because yesterday you said something that Jeff would have obviously known. I can't remember what it was now, but
she wanted to be a freaking oil painter in retirement.
Oh, yes. Yeah, which I feel like I would definitely see Jen Hobby doing that.
I've never seen her draw anything.
Well, I'm not any good at it, but I really liked art lessons when I was a kid, and I keep telling my husband, in retirement, I want to paint. And he's like, that's boring. Can we travel and play golf and stuff?
She's like, I'll paint a picture of you golfing. Hold that pose. Hold that pose.
So anyway, Kelly gave us a challenge after that.
Yeah, I wanted to see if y'all can play the game Two Truths and a Lie. So if you've never played this game before, Jen Hobby gave me two truths about herself and one that is not the truth. And Jeff gave me two truths and a lie as well. I'm going to read them to each of you, and you got to figure out which one's the lie.
Okay.
And so, you guys gave me some good ones.
Okay. So we have to pick and choose. Do you want to go first?
I don't care who goes first. I think
you go first, and then I'll go second. You can play along in the car.
Yeah.
Whoever you're driving with.
If you're a longtime Jeff and Jen Show listener, then you can play along. And if you're new, you're going to get to learn some intimate stuff about us. Because I had to dig deep and like, does she even know that?
I know. I was trying really hard to come up with. And I had to dig way.
Right, are y'all ready?
Many, many years before we met.
Jen's is like, I lost my first tooth when I was three. What?
All right, we're playing Two Truths and a Lie with Jeff and Jen.
Oh, this is good.
You know we had to do that.
Okay.
All right, Jen, you're up first. You ready for this?
Okay.
All right. Jeff has only been punched in the face once in his life. Jeff had an older gay man who used to flirt with him incessantly, and he was oblivious to it. Or Jeff almost quit radio, but decided to stick with it because of free pizza.
Okay, well, I know the reason Jeff got into radio was because there was a hot girl at the college radio station who was signing up freshmen at the tent.
Yep.
Okay.
True story.
But quitting radio for free, but staying for free food, that one sounds like a truth, so I'm going to go true on that one.
Okay. And then the other ones are he's only ever been punched in the face once, and an older gay man used to flirt with him incessantly, and he was oblivious to it. So one of those is a truth, and one of those is a lie.
I don't know for sure. Can I work this out loud?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Jeff being oblivious to it, I think, is so Jeff. So I want to say truth.
Jeff Dollar, the king of awkward.
Yes. So I feel like that is another truth. But then the other one again is the
he's only ever been punched
in the face
once.
He used to do these nightclub gigs at a nightclub called Vision. Oh, doesn't
Vision,
exist anymore. R.I.P. Vision.
Make some noise if you remember Vision.
Insane. Now there's a big old high-rise office building there.
Probably it's a big old high-rise office building on top of everything.
Yeah, on yeah. It's actually the site where Music Midtown used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm taking him back to the 90s. All right, so because of that, I feel like he would have been in the midst of more brawls because the people about 2 o'clock in the morning would throw down. And you always said that the women were way more violent and fierce. Ooh. So I feel like you've been punched in the face a couple of times by just some like drunk bar ladies and you were trying to keep them from pulling their hair out.
So that is the lie. Final answer, Jen Hobby. I'm going to need 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to say the punch in the face one is the lie.
No. Jeff's lie is that he almost quit radio but decided to stick it out because of pizza.
God, I'm so wrong.
So why did you get punched in the face?
I was goofing around in my college dorm room when I went to school in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I don't even remember the name of the guy. He was like my buddy, and we were just goofing around. It was totally accidentally. I leaned in while he threw a fake punch, and it knocked me out for a second. Like, had to ice on my, almost went to the medical center. It's the only time I've ever been punched in the face.
Really?
Yep.
All those nights of vision.
Only time.
No lady ever whacked you with her purse.
Honey, I run from fights.
Okay, the next one, the gay man who flirted with you incessantly and you had no clue.
When I worked in Boston, I got a job helping out this dude, a DJ at events like bar mitzvahs and like 15-year-old kid birthday parties, and like he was kind of
mobile DJ.
Yeah, but he wasn't like, that wasn't his gig. Like, he had the equipment, and he probably, I think my guess is he did it for a friend 5 years ago.
But he was really like a real estate agent or something.
Yeah. He was a writer. And his friend said, oh, you should do it for my cousin. And then it just rolled into this thing, and he needed an assistant, and he hired me as his assistant. And in retrospect, he used to take me to lunch or dinner after every gig. And he would always have me come up and just kind of hang out in his very ornate decorated apartment. He was definitely more feminine than masculine, and he was a hugger, and he just was very like flirty or whatever, and I was just all about making my extra $100, so I didn't really pay attention to anything except like, cool, all right, let's go play some bar mitzvah songs. Let's go play some No Doubt for the Kiddos.
When did you realize it?
Like 10 years later. Like, oh my God.
You're like telling the story like you are right now, and people are telling you.
100%.
Okay, so now we're going to find out two truths and a lie about Miss Jen Hobby.
It's coming up next on The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Star 94.1.
This show was dreamed up many, many years ago. The Jeff and Jen Show, could you say? The seed began 16 years ago when we became friends.
That is, I think, when we first seeded things.
Wow. We've been friends that long, so there's not a whole lot we don't know about each other, but Kelly Cheese gave us a challenge. Can we point out two truths and a lie? Play along with us as we try to figure these out. Totally messed up the ones about you.
If you've been listening to Jen and I for a long time, you might know us well enough to be able to play along in your car. And if you are a new Jeff and Jen Show listener, then you're going to get to learn some really intimate stuff. Because when you have to find something that a friend for a decade and a half doesn't know about you, you got to dig deep.
Yeah. And we just found out that Jeff has been punched in the face only once in his life, and that an older gay man used to flirt with him incessantly, and he was oblivious to it, didn't find out until about 10 years.
Jeff Dollar is the king of awkward.
We used to go to this little fish fry place, and we would just sit in his car.
Oh my God!
Keep going, Jeff.
I just wonder about the hours he dedicated to that. Warming you up. Didn't work.
Seriously, he was like a low-rent Elton John. Okay. I mean, his apartment was so ornate.
Did he smell a little bit like wine?
Always. Oh, yeah, we drank wine every time we went over there.
This is getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to find out two truths and a lie about Miss Jen Hobby. All right, Jeff, are you ready?
Bring it.
Okay. Jen has seriously looked into adopting a third child and is considering it now. Jen has kayaked a class 5 Olympic course on the Oconee River in a solo boat. Jen wants to start a website about mindfulness called ZenJen.com.
All right, so... okay. I'm going to say the easiest one for me is the middle one. That's the truth, because she used to go to camp every summer in the North Georgia mountains and in the mountains of South Carolina where that river is, I think. And I know she used to do kayaking and stuff like that. So that's an easy one. I think number 2 is the truth. adopting a baby and ZenJen.com. I know Jen has been talking to people about website stuff, but I just assumed it was like just updating like your website or Facebook stuff or whatever. So I never really thought that it could be anything different. But I'm going to say that ZenJen is a lie because I think that Jen is the type of person who, before she even entertained that, would take like a whole bunch of mindfulness courses and studies and do all that work for like a couple years and then do it. So I don't think that would be on the radar, which means by default, we're having a baby! We're having a baby!
Is that your final answer?
Final answer!
Sorry, Jeff Dollar. Jen wants to start a website about mindfulness called ZenJen.com, which I think is great, Jen.
I know, that's such a cool idea.
I think it's so great, but no, we're not having a baby. Jen is not seriously looking into adopting a third child and is not considering it.
Well, at least Kelly Cheese is still pregnant.
No rumors get started, Dollar.
But we are still going to have a baby in the family.
Yeah, we will.
ZenJen.com is so cool.
It's genius. Are you really going to do that?
It's an idea that I've had for a really long time, and I bought the domain like years ago, and I just started thinking about doing something with it.
Okay,
I was digging deep to find something you didn't know about me.
Okay, well, I'm launching ZenJeff.com next month.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.